Welcome to the Unrest Podcast. I'm Madeline Green.
And I'm Caitlin Stansel. Hey, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you get our latest real life haunt right at your fingertips as soon as they post. Question for you all out there listening. Do you have a significant other that maybe is not quite as a believer as you are? What about you, Madeline?
Oh, for sure. I don't think he believes in anything.
Anything at all besides his dog Blue.
Besides his dogs and hunting.
Well, this real life hunt today has a similar experience. He has always been very perceptive to the paranormal and open to that idea, and he's had some experiences himself, but his wife, she was very against it. She was not open to it at all, didn't believe it at all, had always tried to come up for very realistic explanations for things until.
Don't you find that interesting? Usually it's opposite.
Yes, usually it is the female that is more, not to stereotype, but usually the female is more open, and the male in the relationship just is not.
Yeah, I feel like females are very much more so spiritual and on a different level and much smarter than men in every way.
Amen.
Just kidding. I love men too.
She is married to one. But until this one experience happened, though, now his wife seems to be a little more open to believing that there is something else out there. So take a listen to Carrie's story.
My first experience with paranormal was as a young child. I think the first time I ever saw what I would consider a ghost, I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. Obviously, at that age, it's extremely scary and traumatic because you don't understand. We moved around a lot as a kid, lived in a couple of older houses that were, for lack of a better way to put it, just creepy. Even my parents were always creeped out and swore they were haunted because strange things would happen. Nothing super negative, just always an uneasy feeling. Probably my first, I'd say negative, what I call a negative paranormal experience. I was actually in the Army, and I was living in a small town in upstate New York called Evans Mills, which is right outside of Fort Drum where I was stationed. And my wife at the time would always tell me when I'd come back from an deployment or something how creepy and scary the house was. And I was probably the first couple of years we were married, I was never home enough to really notice. The first time I spent any time at that house, we would have things moved around, thrown around, loud bangings. She actually refused to sleep in the master bedroom because she would wake up with scratches on her legs. Pretty terrifying. A few years after that, I was actually just living with my girlfriend in Evans, which is attached to Greeley, the town I live in now. And we were laying in bed just talking, renting an old house. And that expression, "you look like you just saw a ghost," was the best way I could describe her face. Color drained, she opened her mouth and just stared. And I'm like, well, I asked her what's going on. And she goes, "someone was just standing in the doorway." And I'm like, "what do you mean someone?" She goes, "there was just a man standing in the doorway staring at us." I said, "what do you look like?" She goes, "I don't know. It was just a man shaped." Searched the whole house, couldn't find any signs of entry or anything like that. And that house was the same way. Loud noises, things would get broken in the middle of the night. We actually lived there about 6 months because it was so just basically creepy and scary to live there. So my current wife and I, we've lived. So this is our second house in the same neighborhood. Weirdly enough, this one is 13 houses down, literally the number 13 from our old house. Just dumb luck when we bought this one. But when we moved in, the house didn't feel uncomfortable, but it always just felt a little different. But when you first move into a new house, chalk that up to living in a new house. So kind of to start with this house, from the very beginning, the door into the sump pump room in the basement would pop open all the time, but kind of like I'd said in the original post, is I just chalk that up to humidity and temperature changes. You know, the wood swells with the humidity as the temperatures go up and down. Never thought a whole lot about it. It was weird. And it started happening frequently enough, I actually put one of the stools for the pool table in front of the door to keep it closed. That was just kind of my way of dealing with it. Never thought a whole lot about it. There'd be the occasional weird noise, something like that. But again, chalk that up to house settling when houses make noises. It's relatively explainable with that. Occasionally, I think I'd see something, but it never made me go, oh, what's that? I was like, I always thought, you know what? Something maybe weird going on, or maybe it's just a shadow, a car driving by. So like that. My thing in life is I believe in ghosts because I've had enough experiences, but I've always tried to come up with an explanation before I jump to, oh, that's a ghost. And then a couple of years ago, I had a dog that I'd had him from the day he was born. And I had to put him down because he had cancer and he was unfortunately really old. And like most pet owners, I probably kept him around longer than I should have because I was being selfish. But shortly after I had him put down, I would swear that I'd see him walking across the floor. But again, I chalked that up to just sadness and missing the dog. Well, not too long after that had happened, we started seeing, I say we, Anku, my wife in this, she's a definite non-believer. She will not, for the most part, pretty much, it almost would literally, it takes a ghost to have to like show up and have a conversation with her and prove he was a ghost before she would believe in the paranormal. She's just, that's not, never been something that she believed in. Well, back in, I'll say mid-September, the TV in the game room started mysteriously turning itself on in the middle of the night. And usually it turned itself on. I have a security camera in my game room because we've got a lot of expensive stuff down there. It's also my gun room. And so I've got a camera down there just in case. And I could see, I'd get these notifications on my camera that there was motion in my basement at night. So I thought the TV turned itself on and off was kind of weird because it's a relatively new TV. I thought that was kind of weird. Whatever. I see glowing stuff on my cameras all the time, and you can obviously tell it's a mosquito or a fly or something. That's on camera. I got a really strange orb, for lack of a better way to describe it, on my basement camera where it was literally, it came out of essentially the pump, where the pump room is at, moved over to where the TV was at, moved up and around, and really slow. And it wasn't a bright light. It was a dull kind of translucent light. On camera, it looked like it was probably about the size of a golf ball, maybe a little bit bigger. That's probably when I first started noticing that there was something different going on here, was just based off of, that was odd. And then I got to noticing whenever the TV would come on, if I looked at the camera really close, I could see some kind of movement, right? The camera would click on with a motion activation right before the TV would kick on. There would always be a blank screen and darkness, and then the TV would turn on. And it's a smart TV, and it's honestly a really difficult one to operate. You got to turn on, find an app, and go through all these things to get to what you want to watch. And it would always come on and go to a channel, which I thought was extremely strange as well. And then occasionally, you know, you hear noise. I'd hear noises, sound like footsteps. You think you hear talking, things like that. And what really prompted me to make my post is a couple, 3 weeks ago, I guess probably about 3 weeks ago now, maybe, we were sitting at the dinner table having dinner, and we both very audibly heard a female voice say, hello. And my wife looks at me and goes, did you hear that? And I went, yeah. Is what was that? And I said, I don't know. Is this the door open? Maybe it's the neighbors talking to somebody. She goes, no, all the doors and windows are closed. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. We heard it again, just, I'll say 2 minutes later, and it probably wasn't even that long. The same female voice, loud, clear as day, hello. And my wife goes, we should get up and look. So we got up, checked the house, see if anybody was in the house, if there's anybody outside. Nothing at all. Clear as day. And even my wife, that point, she goes, okay, that's scary. There's something going on. She goes, we're hearing voices. She goes, I'm hearing voices. She goes, and I don't believe in this stuff. So that was kind of like the big highlight There's been a lot of incidents with the dog staring off down the hall and growling. Last night, a little bit before 11 o'clock, both of the dogs just went nuts, barking, checked all the outside cameras. Nobody's outside, can't hear no dog, nothing barking. They always, when the dogs get, I'll say, weird, and they're looking into a room or down a hall, they're very intently staring at a specific spot. It's not like they're kind of looking around. They'll be very focused on a specific area, which is, you know, creepy unto itself. I work from home 2 days a week. I have a kind of an odd schedule with my job. And there's been a lot of times sitting here in my office, which is actually at the very front of the house, where the dogs will growl, or I've sworn I've heard somebody walking down the hallway. It doesn't feel threatening in any manner, but it also doesn't feel super welcoming, for another way to put it. It's almost like, I feel like there's somebody always just standing there staring at you, trying to get your attention. So the only immediate family members that have passed away in recent times, my wife's grandmother, a little over a couple of years ago, she had never been in this house. My dad passed away April 1st last year. My dad was actually never in the house. So we can't tie it to anybody that is in the family. And my wife collects antiques. She restores antique furniture as a hobby. She collects antique glass. And I've incessantly over the years teased her about bringing haunted stuff into the house. But nothing has ever happened. And she actually hasn't bought anything new since we've been in this house that has stayed here. She's bought a couple pieces of furniture, restored them, and then sold them. But nothing has stayed here. The activity just kind of started out of the blue. There's nobody we know that we can pinpoint that would be attached to us that have found their way here. Unless, you know, there's somebody that came with something else that it took them a while to be able to communicate. We can't pinpoint anybody. We've actually had that conversation trying to figure it out. So the voice is recent. So we've been in the house 5 years. Mm-hmm. Voice is recent within the last couple of weeks. The very clear voice is within the last couple of weeks. There's been a couple other times where I thought I've heard someone talking, but I was always able to write it off as external noises. The clear hellos, that has been very recent. That's the first time that's happened. It comes out as a greeting, like you would walk up to your friend and be like, "Hello, how's it going?" That's the tone to it. It's like, "Hello." Yeah. And then I said, that's what threw us off so much. Is it literally sounded like someone was standing there saying hello to us as a new, when you first meet somebody. That's the tone that it had. And it was as clear as us talking right now. That's what was the strangest part about it. I've heard EVPs before. I've heard people say, you know, hey, I could hear muffled voices, and I've heard muffled voices. I have never heard clear audible sounds coming from nowhere before in my life. And it was so clear and audible, we checked the house. We would have bet money that someone was either standing at the front door trying to get our attention, or someone was in the house. It was that clear, that loud. And it was a greeting hello. It sounded cheerful, for lack of a better way to explain it. I won't say it's made her a believer in ghosts, but it has definitely made her more of a believer in things you can't explain. There's been a couple instances at night where she's you know, woken me up and said, I want you to go check the house. Something has woke her up, and she would never tell me what it was. We've got an alarm system, we've got cameras, all those security features. So, you know, you would suspect if someone actually got into the house, there would be some alarm activity or such. Checking the alarm and the cameras, nothing. It's very odd. I don't really know how to explain the feeling like I said before, that you feel like there's somebody there, and it's such a strong feeling that you're actually surprised when there isn't anyone there. I think probably the sensitivity to it. So I grew up in a family where my grandparents were European immigrants. So they brought a lot of their beliefs and traditions with them. And my family was always very open about the unexplained, paranormal, as it was just kind of a part of daily life. It wasn't, ghost stories weren't just ghost stories. They were someone telling about a family spirit. It was just taken as fact. So I think that's probably made me more open to it, just because I grew up in a belief system where it was just ghosts were real, things like that. So there was never that block them out and pretend they don't exist thing. It was, yeah. When I told my parents when I was younger that I thought I saw a ghost, I wasn't ridiculed or anything. They were like, yeah, you probably did see a ghost. But that may or may not be healthy to tell a small child. I don't know. But yeah. If it's all right, maybe the next time I get a video clip or something, I can, I'll shoot you the video clip if you'd like to see it. I'll have to go back and see if I can find any of the old ones, and I'll happily share those if I can. If not, I'll make sure that the next ones I get, I will definitely forward over to you.
I love Carrie's story, and the whole time that he was telling this to me, I was like, wouldn't it be so cool if, like, we heard the hello while we were recording? Ugh! But, like, that stuff never happens.
Hello.
Are you sure it wasn't just Adele?
Right.
Radio.
Adele or what's the other one?
Oh, is it Lionel Richie or yes. something?
On repeat.
It's like an old radio, like in his game room that he totally forgot about, and he has like a cassette of Lionel Richie. And there's like something leaning on the play button.
Hello. Hello.
Oh my Hello. God. Hello. It's a skipping CD player.
That's such a great story, though. And so funny, because his wife is like, you know, I just really don't believe this. And then she hears, hello. And it's like,
well, I asked him too. I was like, is it like your neighbor, like your old lady neighbor coming into your house? Like, hello.
Right.
Hello. No, it was just like clear as day. Like, hello. Like, are you sure it wasn't like your Siri or like your Alexa?
Well, and you know, like, it's got to be someone from a while ago, because who actually says hello anymore? Everybody's yeah. like, hey, what's
Yo,
up?
What's up? Yeah.
Nobody says like, hello.
Do they even say,
I can't even say hello without saying it like that.
And these days, do they even say, hey, yo, what's up?
You know what I mean? Not. Yeah. It's definitely a ghost from the olden days.
Well, and I asked him, I was like, do you know who this could be connected to? And he said they really have no clue. They've like tried to think of all the possibilities and no one really makes sense for who it could be. So I guess it shall remain a mystery. But he did say if he catches another little something on his camera, he'll send it to us. So fingers crossed.
I think he did send me something.
Oh, he did? Perfect.
So he sent us a pretty interesting video. It's the camera is shooting like towards the front door, and it looks to be nighttime from the camera. Would that make sense? Like, that would be nighttime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's definitely, or at least like all the lights are out. There's not really any light coming in.
Yeah. And like, it's a 30-second clip, and for the first little bit, it's nothing. And then all of a sudden you see what looks almost like smoke, and then it just disappears. It's very, very weird. But then he also sent us, you know, some pictures, because from, like I told Caitlin, it looks like a candle.
He blew out a candle behind the camera, and then the smoke like goes around the camera and then in front of it and like just evaporates. But the pictures, like none of the camera, he's showing us like these candles aren't lit, like the camera's behind them anyways.
And the candles have not only, like, they're not lit, but they've never been lit. Like, you can tell that they're fresh wicks. So,
like, they're like your grandma's decorative candles.
Yeah. Have you ever heard Saturday Night Live's
Christmas candle.
Christmas candle.
It's like that one, the one that just gets.
It's pretty cool video, honestly. Like, we'll post it on all of our social medias, I guess.
And comment and let us know what you think. Do you think it's legit? Do you think he finally lit one of those
Christmas candles?
Decorative candles. Or is this the lady speaking hello, giving him another sign? Let us know what you think.
And if you have a story that you would like us to hear, email us at theunrestpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on other social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, even TikTok. But until next time,
unrest in peace.